82. With a great evening, clear skies, 50. And again, Friday, we're back up at 82. And just remember, the weather is brought to you by our brand new sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. They're always on the spot to help you figure out, give you the best prices in town. Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, for our latest update from the markets. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have opened in negative territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 66 points at 15,391, while the Nasdaq's down 34 at 3,895, and the S&P 500's down 11 at 1,743. Oil's down $1.82 at $96.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.59%. Gold's down $11.60 at $1,331, while silver's down 21 cents at $22.58 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning: Walmart's down 29 cents at $76.01, Kimberly-Clark's down 18 cents at $103.15, and Cisco Systems is down 19 cents at $22.46. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 with all the stuff going on in Wall Street and the economy. And, I mean, just it gets more and more and more every day, and we're going to be talking about that when we come back, about the latest antics in the circus of Obamacare. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We talk about what you're thinking about.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Talk radio for the North State here, right here, and the stations here on Market Street, Carl and Dubai. Hey, phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things. One of the first things, of course, is when you're signing up for Obamacare, and well, let's just talk about that first. We'll just talk about some actions of it. Obamacare's worst enemy. What do you think that is? Linda, who do you think Obamacare's worst enemy is? Ted Cruz, you know, Laura Ingraham, O'Reilly. What do you think, Bob? Who's their worst enemy?
The people.
Obamacare.
I would say the labor unions.
Well, that's, you know, they're all up there in the top probably 10 or 15, but they're saying that the biggest, his worst enemy right now is Jon Stewart. The comedian who has this nightly show. And he is slamming Obamacare. And why are they so worried about this? Because Leno's doing it. I mean, everybody's doing it because it's so ludicrous at this point. But why are they worried about Jon Stewart? I can't remember what the name of the show was.
Jon Stewart, only slightly to the left of Khrushchev.
Right. And I mean, do you remember what the name of the show is? I don't. But anyway, but it's on every night on the Comedy
Channel. The Daily Show?
The Daily Show. Yeah. The reason they're concerned is not only is he hammering it, he is, and his ratings, he is the top in the 24 to 36 demographic, 20 years old to 36 year old demographic. And now when Jon Stewart goes after Obamacare and the way they're doing it and how bad it is and using the word glitches, he goes, this is a glitch. No, no, no. It, you know, now it's time to get serious. Jon Stewart is going after Obamacare. However, we do have a few more comments about Obamacare. Sebelius says her boss never knew that they were going to have problems until about the second day of the rollout. I mean, do you believe that? Do you actually believe the president of the United States that was rolling out the biggest change in healthcare history for this nation never saw it before it went out?
Oh, I can
never
believe that.
Once got on the site and said, okay, walk me through it. So is everything going to be perfect that first day? Or was he told, I have a couple glitches. Did he ever, how come Sebelius never went up to him a year ahead of time? Because when they said, you know, you had 3 years and could you have used another year? She said we could use 5 years. Okay. I mean, they worked on it for 3 years with the company, by the way, which is the one that when they tried to register all the weapons in Canada, this is the company in charge of it. And that was a huge failure too. This Canadian company. Anyway, but so we are actually the American people whom, of course, we are easily fooled, obviously, said that they were having extreme problems, but the president never knew about it. I didn't tell him about it. None of his chief of staff didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it, yet AP has got all types of proof that for years. For months ahead of time, the programmers were going crazy. 20-hour days, drinking high-energy drinks, which could explain part of it, part of the spelling errors. But all these things going on, and that the president did not know that the largest health care change in America policy was in trouble, and then refuses to take the person in charge of it and take them to the woodshed and say, you know what, I've lost confidence in your ability to lead. We've had 5 general officers in the military in a month and 4 days be relieved because their commanders lost confidence in their ability to lead. These are 2-star generals, 1-star generals, 3-star generals. And yet Sebelius, who is heads up this huge program and has literally wasted hundreds of billions of dollars, nothing's happening. You can't spin this any other way. But it goes back to the president, just like Benghazi goes back to the president. But this one goes back to the president.
Well, the president has a plaque on his desk that says, the buck stops somewhere over there.
Well, but here's the thing is, I mean, Linda, when you were doing shows, I've seen you, when you do shows, You take care of the band. You take care of everything. You're in charge of it. People, you know what's going to happen on opening night. I mean, you may, okay, oh, well, how hard is that? If the point is this, though, is when you are rehearsing and you're getting ready to go on, and you're getting ready to go live, you know pretty much who your, where your weaknesses are and who's going to do what, so you can kind of, you know, you can work into that.
You hope the people have paid the bills for the electricity to go on.
Yeah.
You
but
hope.
But you also know is that you've rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it before you walk out there. I mean, how I can compare this is easy. It's a simple duty. You give somebody a duty, and the larger, more complex it is, the more supervision you have to give it. I saw you out there changing things with the band had all these years of experience. I saw you changing things around in there because you knew what sounded right. You knew what was right for you. And the dancers, the same thing. And Bob, when you're doing your tech stuff, I mean, if you are putting together, when you put together your computers, I mean, you're there, if somebody was working for you and doing three or four computers, you would be there, you'd ask, does this work?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to sell this tomorrow. Does it work?
And I think this president has a habit of leaving the details, and it's all details, to his minions. And then that way he's got plausible deniability when things go off the rails, and case in point.
Well,
he's not taking ownership.
Well, but he says, I'm really upset about this. He was really upset about the fact that the soldiers were killed during the shutdown of the government, and their bodies coming back to the United States, and their parents couldn't get to it. Well, the president was upset about that. Well, he didn't change it. He didn't make a phone call. So here we are in this huge mess with things that are going to drastically impact on the health care of the people in this country. He's already given the businesses a buy for a year. They don't have to sign up for a year. At what point are they going to realize they're not going to fix this in the next 2 or 3 months? And the people that start on January 1st, are they going to be penalized because the system didn't work? Why don't they just right now say, hey, it doesn't work, and we're going to put this off for 6 months or a year? Here's something else you may not have known. I want to run this in real quick. When you sign up for the healthcare.gov, there's something called it's been called an inexcusable mess and a nightmare by the USA Today. Here's what else is, there's another reason that people are hating this thing. Buried in the source code of healthcare.gov is a sentence that says you have no reasonable expectations of privacy regarding any communication or data transiting or stored on this information system. Now, when you put in all your personal information, you can't expect them to keep it. You can't expect it to be safe. I don't know. Bob, is that something they put in all these things?
It's just a little bit of an alarming disclaimer.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that when you see the little padlock appear at the top of the screen, you assume that it's all being encrypted. Of course, it's going into a database, which is going to be a ripe target for the criminal hackers. And the criminal gangs are making billions of dollars off this stuff, and personal information is gold.
Well, and this is what they said. You have no reason to expect this is going to be safe. We'll be right back after these messages. Call them into bot.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months. including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine Dish Net high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home, plus extra savings when you bundle with Dish Net high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. It's Wednesday. I love it. You know, you have to pull back those covers and get up. 7:24 in the morning. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a warm day with around 82. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have been our sponsors and friends since we hit the air, actually since we came to Redding. Loyal, wonderful place to hang out. By the way, they've got some new, brand new coffee beans in stock. Thanksgiving's coming up. If you're going to go visit or do a dinner out or visit some friends, they've got wonderful beans by the pound, best prices in town. Have holiday mixes, going to get a pumpkin latte. And of course, they're always changing and evolving in the biggest walk-in humidor in the North State.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yesterday at 9 o'clock, when they had the Board of Supervisors meeting, they approved raises for, some of the city employee, or I'm sorry, county employees. You know, people go, oh, how about raises? You know, I gotta give them raises, you know, blah, blah. Well, frankly, the raises they gave them, the 3% and 2% for the next 2 years still doesn't bring them up to where they were in 2009 for all the pay cuts and things they gave up. So, you know, if we can do it, if we can pay it, and we still continue to try and do that, we're hiring new sheriffs, deputies. We're hiring that. We're hiring the people that are there. It's kind of a thing where, it's needed. I'm okay with it. I mean, people are going to go, but how can you say, well, because they're still below where they were in 2009. So, okay. Good job. And not that you all really needed my approval, but I was thinking about it when I was looking at this. As long as we can continue to take care of the roads, do the infrastructure, hire new sheriff's deputies. We've got, and you know, the one thing I would really like to see happen is when we hire people, is be able to keep them here, you know, and not have them kind of like, you know, wander off once they're trained and they've got some experience. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to keep their pay somewhat in the same status that they would if they were leaving. That shooting in Sparks, Nevada. How sad was that? 12-year-old boy takes a weapon from home, and they're figuring out how he got that. Went on the campus, shot a couple of students, killed one. The teacher went to him, trying to talk him out of it, maybe get the gun away from him. You know, I can't help it. The child, he's 12 years old. Is he still a child? Is he a child at that point? At what point does a child, a 12 or a person of 12, after they shoot, and, you know, he was the math teacher. He was the boy's math teacher. Was killed. A former Marine and a member of their National Guard was going for the boy to either talk him out of it, try and get the gun, was killed. Then the boy turned the gun on himself. I can't fathom, you know, how this can happen like this at age 12. But then, I mean, this was in Sparks, Nevada. I'm not familiar with Sparks so much, but we have people we know that live around that area. I don't know what kind of area it is. It's, you know, you got Reno and Sparks. So I'm not sure that there's a huge gang problem there for what it was. But another example of, and you will never hear me argue about this. If you've got kids in the house, those weapons need to be locked up. If you've got kids in the house, you've got a weapon in the house, it needs to be locked up. And if it's not locked up, you are taking too big a chance. You know, if it's one thing, if you're living by yourself, you're living with other adults in the house, you know, then, you know, how you handle your weapons is up to you. If you got kids in the house, you need to keep those locked up. We've proven that so many times around right here in Reading, in the North State. Anyway, tragedy. They are calling the teacher a hero for going after that, probably for preventing maybe more people being injured. So our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. When we come back, we've got a couple of things we're going to be doing when we get back here after the break. We've got, some events coming up. We're going to be talking with some people that are here. And then, 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about game changers. People that are right here in the North State, but have an international impact on business and how that has an impact on our own economy here. You think about Reading, it's, oh, we're hamburger place. Oh, we're getting ready to open up another hamburger place or restaurants or service thing. No, we've got a lot of industry around here that reaches around the world, and we're going to learn about some of these today. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor, choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities.
Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X,
geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, it is 7:33 in the morning, October the 23rd, Wednesday, hump day. 530-605-4567 is our number, and hop into our chat room, kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and more. I just want to, just congratulate Mike Huber and his team for doing such great work. He's truly an artist when it comes to granite and ideas and conceptions of way things should look and then making it happen. From granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. And of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike is our builder of choice for a great reason. Give him a call. 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and more.
We're very excited right now to have in person and live Bonnie Sharp. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Very nice to see you. I know you're so involved in so many, community events, and we've got to know you and Jim, actually we're celebrating 5 years in December. So it's hard to believe, but, you've been a constant in our lives here, and we appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you very much. Well, we appreciate what you do for our community.
And coming up, one of my favorite events of the year, this Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 3, is the
Harvest Bazaar at All Saints Church.
And when did you get involved with this?
When?
Yeah, when did you start with a Harvest Bazaar?
Oh, my goodness. Probably about 8 to 10 years ago.
So it's been going on for how long?
Oh, boy, I wish I had that figure in front of me. I don't know that, Linda, to be perfectly honest, but I bet at least 15 or 20 years, because it's been a real great effort on part of the church ladies, and a real asset. Seriously.
How I came upon it one day, I was driving down Court Street, and all of a sudden I saw all these cars, and I saw a sign. You know, I've always loved yard sales, garage sales, estate sales. It's always been, I don't do it that much here, but when I lived in LA or Las Vegas, that was a hobby on the weekends. That's what I would do. So I saw this sign and I just kind of, you know how it is. I should have that eye brake for garage sales on the back of my, but I didn't. I went, and I parked, I think across the street because there were no parking places in the church parking lot. So you had to park across under the trees.
Right.
So I went across the street. Maybe this was 9:30, 10 o'clock. Now, you'd already been open for about an hour and a half. There still was somewhat of a line to get in. The place was packed, and it was a room full of delightful treasures.
Truly.
So what happens here, share with our listeners, all year long, you're getting people's stuff.
Right. And we have a storage that we put them in. And, you know, we also have a thrift shop, which I should say is a great thrift shop out on Jelly Lane. So oftentimes when people will bring, they'll say, okay, this bag is for the thrift shop and this bag is for the bazaar. And then, of course, the women go through it and have an eye for what has been very popular. So that's how choices are made about, you know, what goes where. So every year, of course, it continues to get it'll get emptied, of course, tomorrow and Friday, and we'll be displaying all of our treasures for the bazaar. And then it will be somewhat empty. Certainly, I don't suppose everything will go. And then we start again, you know, right away, right after the first of the year especially, you know.
And, well, you laughed at me last year because I got my cup of coffee and I stood in line at 8 o'clock. I might as well just get one of those chairs that you go sit in out in the field.
One of those people that just sit there and go, open,
and
open.
And then the year open. Before that, I stood with, and we didn't really realize each one of us was going to be there with Lori Goyne. If you're listening to Lori, I'll see you there Saturday morning. So this will be my fourth year, and it's fun because if you like vintage linens, oftentimes you have Christmas jewelry that's vintage. You'll have vintage jewelry. You'll have a wonderful plates and saucers and cups, kitchenware, art. It's eclectic. It's interesting. But if you like to collect, or you like to give things like that for Christmas presents and hostess gifts, or collect for yourself, it's a lot of fun. And then you have a bunch of baked goods.
Right. And that's always neat. As you know from knowing me, that I do love to cook and bake, and so I always get excited about finding something maybe new and exciting. But I do a harvest pie every year that I can't get away from, but I always like to try to add something new, as do other people.
Oh, boy.
So, and then we have a lady that brings shortbread. She's for years. It is to die for. I mean, she brings a box about the size of that table in there, and people just can hardly wait till she gets in there with it, you know.
Now, you're talking about all kinds of stuff, anything from jewelry to clothes to food
to China,
I mean, silver, everything, because you came home with a carload.
I bought a set of china last year. Used for Christmas this last year. It was green. It was, I don't know what, it was an older set, and I think it had a place of 12, and it was a very good buy, and I thought, well, you know, you can always use another set of china.
Okay, now where's the money go to? Because when you do this, it's to raise funds. And this is for
right.
what?
Well, ECW is the Episcopal Church Women. That's the organization that puts it on. And we have been able to raise enough money. I get goosebumps when I talk about this. We are going to be putting a steeple on our church, which we were not able to do when the church was originally built. So that's in place now. The plans are at the city. It's being built over in Utah. And I mean, we're very, very excited about that. So that's the kinds of things we do. And then we do give an amount to the church.
Well, there's all types of great gifts. It goes to a good cause right there in the church. You can get almost anything you want for Christmas. There are great gifts you can buy, you can use, or you can, as Linda has done, has passed on to other people.
Right.
How do people get a hold of you to say, okay, hey, I'd like to bring something or donate something?
Well, they can, call myself, or they can call the church, and they'll take a message, of course. And the church number is 243-1000. And if they have something they want to donate, you know.
You've had pianos before.
Yeah, and we still have that piano. In fact, I should talk about that. It's a 1920 era piano. I want to look at my notes because I want to get it correct. It was professionally restored. It worked beautifully, both as a player and as a regular piano. And it has old ivory keys, mm-hmm. which is really neat.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. So, and another thing that we have this year, it's special, it's a new thing this year, we have a raffle going for two bonsai trees. And they were done by a man who's been doing bonsais for 35 years. So we're pretty excited about that. And another treat, I think, is I've invited Mr. Reading Rodeo to join us there. And she's going to be there to assist people, carry their things, sell them tickets for them.
Miss Reading Rodeo. Yes. She's cool. We like her.
Oh, she is. She's lovely. So she's going to be there also.
And this is going to be now?
Saturday morning. Doors open at 9. Church is on the corner of Quartz Hill Drive at Benton, right across from Reading Golf Course. And so we hope to see everybody there. It's going to be great. We have a lot of beautiful things, and we appreciate the community support and certainly your support always to let us get the word out.
You know, Linda will probably be there a little bit early. So if you hear this little knock on the door, it goes, knock, 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 Bonnie.
Nope,
knock, Bonnie.
Don't get in early. I don't care how much. It has to be exactly at 9 a.m. That's just the way it is. And I understand that standing in line is part of the experience.
Right. 9 a.m., the Harvest Bazaar this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3, baked goods, antiques, pianos, raffle items, you name it, they have it at the All Saints Episcopal Church on Quartz Hill Road at Benton Drive, which is right across from the Lake Reading Golf Course.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. We've got another event that you're really going to like, too. If you like fly fishing, you're going to like this. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:45 straight up on hump day, the 23rd. 48 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service. Hey, it's that time of the year to get rid of everything. If you've got pest problems, weed problems, you want to get your trees sprayed, your lawn treated, these are the people to do it right there at Redding Spray Service. Been in business well over 20 years, and they're a local company right here in town providing affordable solutions for pest-free living. Like I said, they can handle it all, lawns, everything. Give them a call at 530-221-3007. That's 221-3007. Or check out their website, readingspray.com. All right. It must be that time of the year. It's fly fishing time. Mm-hmm. And we're here with Dan Rhodes and Ryan Heydrick to talk about this event that's going to be happening this Saturday. So talk to us.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Thanks. Good morning. Let's get you right up here in the microphone. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're just sitting here. Just hey, yeah, just talk to this one over the side of the room here.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, we're talking about the fly fishing show on the 26th. So good morning.
Good morning. The fly fishing film tour is coming to the Cascade Theater this Saturday, the 26th, at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15. They're available at the Fly Shop or online at cascadetheater.org. Basically, what the fly fishing film tour is, it's a variety of short fly fishing films from locations around the world. There's golden dorado fishing in Bolivia. There's trout fishing in eastern Russia, steelhead fishing in the Pacific Northwest. One's even shot on the McLeod River here. And a variety of film types from exploration and adventure to humor, human interest, and even environment. So a little bit of something for everybody.
And a lot of those films are great for someone that just wants to get involved in fly fishing or even the person that's been fly fishing all their life. So all different aspects of the films and fly fishing.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. We got a few minutes here. I know you're a fisherman, Dan.
Yeah.
I know. We talked about that. Here I am living in some of the best fly fishing area in the world. I've been once, twice if you want to count being at a little at a pond up at the Michilac's
Antelope
place,
Creek.
Antelope Creek, which is probably the one of the best places ever. I mean, who can't catch a fish up there? Yeah. How much do you fish? When did you all get involved with this? You both are, you know, young guys.
Yeah, both of us fish a lot, actually. In fact, I told Ryan to bring his waders.
Not enough.
Bring his waders this morning, and he didn't give him a text soon enough. But, yeah, we live in a phenomenal area with the Sac, a tremendous trout fishery flowing right through, you know, Redding and all the other streams within an hour and a half drive. But we got involved with this with the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, and the fly shop's also the main primary sponsor for this event.
You mean Michilac Fly Shop?
Yep.
Coconut.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they
imported
us.
So I'm just right out of the way. I hope Bertha is listening this morning. That's not, if not, you're not en route somewhere. But I just just emailed her and said, hey, I've got on Dan Rhodes and Ryan Heydrich this morning. We're supporting the 26th, the movie that you're bringing up, the fly, what's the name of the movie?
Fly Fishing Film Tour.
Fly Fishing,
Or F3T, if that's easier.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Sounds like we're going to go somewhere. So anyway, they are, the story about, Mike and bringing a fly shop here and to watch, that is the greatest story of somebody and the hard work, the two of them and their team.
Right.
And it's such an infectious thing. And then, you know, you speak to them and he's off in Russia, like you said, Russia. And all these different satellite areas that they have started.
All around the world.
All around the world, fly fishing lodges with his expertise. So that's kind of like somebody who lives your passion and has fast, you know, put it forward into the world where other people can learn from their knowledge. So that's, those are the kinds of things that we're going to see and learn on Saturday.
Great.
And if you want to, and if you want to do this, we're giving away a pair of tickets right now for this Saturday, to the Fly Fishing Film Festival. If somebody wants to get a couple of these tickets for $15 value a piece, that's a $30 value, give us a call, 605-4567.
And we're going to give them to you free this morning. Do we want
you know
to
what?
Go?
If you're really fast, you can just tell me in the chat room. But you have to give me a phone number, too. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. Our guests are Ryan Heydrich and Dan Rhodes. We're talking to Fly Fishing Film Festival 3. So F3T. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life.
Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:57 here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there, the in-store deli and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out out there at 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square shopping center. They also have Amazing Foods for Life, the newest in gluten-free products. Our guest today, Dan Rhodes and Ryan Heydrich, and we're talking about this huge film festival, 8 films on Saturday, about fly fishing.
Yeah, yeah. And the one on the McLeod is really interesting in that it kind of focuses on its history and its influence worldwide. Rainbows from the McLeod have been transplanted all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, South America, Europe as well, just because it's such a great stock of rainbow trout.
Hello, that right there is like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one of the films is exploring the Bolivian jungle, searching for golden dorado, kind of a big, aggressive sport fish. So fly fishing for steelhead in the Pacific Northwest, another real exciting kind of exploratory, beautiful type film.
Yeah, so a lot of the films are on outdoor, it's like fishing, but also outdoor adventure. So people that aren't even fly fishing and then enjoy this because it's just enjoying the outdoors and seeing the beauty of the outdoors.
You're going to see places you've never been before. And, and let's face it, most fishermen go out there and it's a catch and release. They're out there pitting themselves against a fish in another part of the world that, you get used to fishing like for salmon around here. Mm-hmm. Down in Central America, it's probably a lot different for fishing.
Yeah.
So you've got to do everything different.
That's one of the great things about fly fishing is I've been in some great places with a fly rod in my hand that I wouldn't have gone to otherwise. So part of it's the trip and the journey. And a lot of these films focus on that aspect. It's not just a bunch of guys holding up fish. It's
right.
The trip it's exciting.
It's not the people like you say on the
fishing on TV is, this is going to be an adventure film festival, I can tell right now. It's very exciting. So I'm going to ask you each, before I go individually, I want to find out, you said you had some spectacular raffles. I mean, we want you to go, you're going to go because you really love fly fishing. You want to know more about it. It's something that, you want to see parts of the world. So that granted, entry, how much are the tickets? Like $12, you said?
$15.
$15 gets you in the door. It's a great, ticket, is it going to be part of the portion of the proceeds going to?
Casting for Recovery. This event benefits Casting for Recovery, which is a women's cancer recovery program. Basically, it gives women the opportunity to get together, whose lives have been dramatically affected by cancer, get together in a natural environment and learn the sport of fly fishing together.
So. And these events for these women are all over the nation, and they do one on the Trinity River, they do them on, on other rivers around this area, and there's a huge demand for it. So we just, it's good to give these proceeds to them so that they can have more of these events, for these people that have been affected by cancer.
Well, thank you guys. That warms our hearts here. What are the raffle prizes?
One of them is a 50 bottle selection of Napa Valley wines. That's one prize. And a $20 raffle ticket gets you entered into that drawing, and there's only 200 tickets made for that. Our other general raffle items, and these are $5 raffle tickets, are for a Jackson kayak donated by Headwaters Adventure Company that retails for around $1,300, designed for fishing and moving water as well. It's real stable. You can stand in it and fish from it. Guided fishing and lodging donated by Clearwater Lodge. So you can go up there, have dinner, spend the night, get a guided fishing trip at Clearwater Lodge. Also, Fishing for 8 at Eagle Canyon Lakes out of Red Bluff, donated by Confluence Anglers. And that's a lake that has 4 to 15-pound rainbows in it. And that's a day of fishing for 8 people with that raffle prize. So some really fantastic raffles.
That's fantastic. Well, my husband, Carl, has been saying, I'm going to go fishing this year.
Well,
and he says it the next week. I'm going to go fishing this year. So, Dan, let's talk about...
wait a minute. You don't know something here.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes. I'm trying to get as much out as we can.
Dan said he's going to take me fishing.
Okay.
You did say that, right?
I did say that.
Okay, I just want to make sure you said, I'm going to put it in front of everybody. It's now it's on.
Yeah,
it's gone worldwide and it's archived.
I heard it.
Yeah. For our listeners, I just would love to have our listeners hear about the two of you. Dan, how old were you when you first started to fish?
When I really got into fly fishing, probably 18, but I started fishing when I was young with, you know, my granddad and my parents and stuff, but really got into fly fishing.
Best story?
Best story is probably, I worked in Alaska one summer counting sockeye salmon in this little tiny native community village called Igiagig, which had 44 people in it. And I was working a fishing game counting the salmon running upstream, and we counted something over 2 million fish that year.
So. Oh man, wow. That's a great story. Yeah. Forever can tell that story to your grandkids when they come.
Ryan.
And yeah, let's hear about your, when did you start fishing?
I probably started fishing when I was, same age, real little kid with, other, you know, dad, grandmother, grandpa and stuff like that. Got into fly fishing, when we were probably in, grade school. And probably my favorite story is just being able to fish with my grandmother, who was a big fly fisherman. And I remember one time that she accidentally caught the hook in her arm, and I was just impressed. You know, this lady was, you know, grabbing it, yanking it out of her arm, and it was just amazing.
Wow. So I want to be like that when I grow up.
Yeah, exactly. My grandmother, you know.
The fly fishing festival, is going to be here this Saturday at the Cascade Theater, starts at 7 p.m. We're talking a lot of different films here, 7 or 8 films, and huge raffle items, and the money and all the proceeds go to the
Casting for Recovery.
For women that are recovering from breast cancer.
Yes. All right, guys. Yes. Thanks so much. Give us a call here, 605-45567. We appreciate you guys being guests. Right now, we're going to take your calls for free tickets the guy so generously brought by for our guests here. 605-45567, and you can go to this fantastic film festival this Saturday. We're going to have to take a break here, and we'll see you on the other side of the news here at KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama holds talks at the White House with Pakistan's leader today in hopes of ironing out some very serious differences. Here's more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Tensions between the U.S. and Pakistan escalated after the 2011 Osama bin Laden raid and last year's accidental U.S. killing of 24 Pakistani troops. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Sharif is here at the White House for an Oval Office meeting. A White House spokesman says the goal is to find areas of cooperation between the two countries, which could be a challenge given the issues of drone strikes and Pakistan's alleged support for the Taliban. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox now calling on the president to waive those fines for people who cannot sign up for health care coverage because of ongoing technical problems at the Obamacare website.
If government can't get its act together administering health insurance, will Americans get taxed for opting out? The fair answer is certainly no. I hope President Obama agrees.
The administration has responded to the ongoing problems by appointing former Office of Management and Budget Director Jeff Zients to oversee efforts to fix the broken website. We now know when the embattled Health and Human Services Secretary will be appearing before a House committee to answer questions.
Kathleen Sebelius will go before the House Energy and Commerce Committee next Wednesday. The announcement came hours after House Speaker John Boehner accused Sebelius of trying to avoid accountability and stonewall the public. Sebelius declined an invitation to testify this week, citing a scheduling conflict. As problems mount for the healthcare.gov website, several prominent Republicans have called on Sebelius to resign. So far, the president is standing by her.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling in early trading. It's off about 70 points. This is SRN News.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today.
MyHopeWithBillyGraham.org.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Twitter has secured a credit agreement worth up to $1 billion ahead of its initial public offer.
Twitter will now have more financial flexibility heading into the highly anticipated IPO. While Twitter has yet to set the exact price or timing for its market debut, it's widely expected to be complete by Thanksgiving. Its shares will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker TWTR.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Fire crews still try to get the upper hand on dozens of wildfires in Australia's most populous state, New South Wales. State Police Emergency Services Minister Michael Gallagher had some advice for people who may be in harm's way.
Let me give you one. Pack the car now, head down the mountain, come down and enjoy time in the metropolitan area and allow the firefighters the freedom to move through the community to protect your homes.
Gallagher's comments on ABC Australia. The fires have killed one person and destroyed more than 200 homes. This is SRN News. Step aside, silver.
After more than a decade as the world's favorite car color, silver is fading in popularity to white. PPG Industries, a leading supplier of automotive paints, says 25% of the vehicles it supplied in the 2013 model year were white. Silver and black tied for second with 18% each.
That is SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The residents of a Detroit home for senior citizens now due in court this morning for allegedly shooting to death two women who also lived in that same residence. 66-year-old Mike Rita was charged yesterday with two counts of first-degree murder for Sunday's shootings. A 14-year-old Massachusetts high school student facing a murder charge in the death of a 24-year-old teacher found dead in the woods behind the school. The victim is identified as Danvers High School teacher Colleen Ritzner. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Wednesday, October the 23rd, it's 6 after 8, hump day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room, or you can listen to a stream all over the world. And, gosh, you know what you want to start? Let's start with our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, stocks are lower in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 64 points at 15,403, while the NASDAQ's down 33 at 3,896, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,744. Oil's down $2.09 at $96.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.58%. Gold's down $11.40 at $1,331, while silver's down 17 cents at $22.62 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Goldman Sachs is down $1.95 at $157.27, Facebook's down $1 at $51.66, and Tesla Motors is down $6.37 at $165.08. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's where their offices are, but better yet, give them a call. 530-243-7561. So much going on in Wall Street. So much going on with the economy. You need somebody that's following this, somebody that is up on what's happening and can help you with investments and help you with decisions being made. Again, Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561.
We do have winners for the two tickets that Bob's taking right now. Please come to the station to receive your tickets and give us another call here at the 8 o'clock hour because we have another set to give away for this Saturday night. So it's great. 8 films for the fly fishing experience, fly fishing films. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're located here on Market Street, and it's going to be a fabulous day with temperatures around 84 is our high, clear tonight with temperatures around 52. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their number is 365-3793. Locally owned, there to help you with your needs, Shasta Gas Propane.
So last night, with all the things that are going on, the going to sleep last night, it seems like I'm going to sleep earlier every night.
Me too.
And I can't help it, but I can't help but think it's part of that sleep number bed that we have. My sleep number, of course, being 40. I changed it last night to 40 because it had been a very eventful day, and that's where I ended up at was 40. What about you?
I had you take me down to 40 as well, which is really funny because we used to be like 10 apart. Now I've gone from 55 to 50 to 4. I think, you know, it just depends on how much energy I think we've exuded, and there has been a lot lately, and I think it's a time change. We want to get this deeper sleep. It's like not quite where are we? It's a Indian summer. So the deep sleep is essential to being able to get up in the morning and have half a brain. So we appreciate you listening with
Well, you know, only sleep number beds feature dual technology, so I can have my number. Linda has her number, but we're happy because we don't have to, you know, it's your own. It's kind of like when you're married, it's everything's together, but this is mine.
My own number.
This is my own number.
So you need
so you know what? The other thing too, there's about 8 million people out there that believe this is the best way to sleep, and, sleep number. Made in America. It's got a lifetime guarantee, and right now, Queen Anne mattresses are starting at $699, and at Sleep Number Store, you can take advantage of the 36-month financing on their newest innovations. Of course, Sleep Number Store is in the Target Shopping Center. If you go on, it's back there behind McDonald's, there's four shops together. You have, of course, Sleep Number and those great people there in next to the vitamin shop. So I can't say enough about it. That, again, American-made, guaranteed, and you're going to sleep better than you ever have. Sleep Number Stores. All right. When we come back, we have got our Economic Development Corporation here, Game Changers, and we're going to talk about, you know, local businesses and the Game Changer, show that was put on the other day, meeting and, exhibits put on the other day, and how local businesses are going to impact on the whole world from right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one.
We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaum. Hey, 8:12 in the morning. What can I say? 47 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 82. We're getting this 40-degree swing during the day. I kind of like that. This portion, and because, you know what, it's how appropriate. Just because this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our buddies Mark down there with Marty with all of those, people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Now is the time because, well, the weather is still good, but it's getting down in the 40s, so it's getting chilly. Get your system looked at. Get it, get the filters changed. Check out all the ducts in there to make sure that they're still where they're supposed to be. They're not filled up, and that your system is working, economically and efficiently, especially economically because the cost of electricity, as you know, is not going down. But Alliance Heating and Air can take care of that for you. I can't say enough about them and the professionalism. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We welcome, today. You know, one of the things that we've been excited about and we've been pushing is the, is business in, positive business stories in the North State, in Shasta County. You know, for a long time you keep, you know, we'd see all these negative thoughts. Oh, why, you know, nothing's going on here. Oh, this is that. There's no reason for people to be here. You know, we don't have an industry and all this. And, you know, frankly, it was all a bunch of naysayers. Yeah, we've got our problems. We have our unemployment, but so does the state of California, if you look at it, and the rest of this nation. But we have so many, positive stories and positive things that are going on. And this is one of the reasons that you know, we want to kind of make this a reoccurring event on the show is we've got Hope Seth here from the Economic Development Corporation. And good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
You are the director
of the Entrepreneurial
Development. That's right. It's a mouthful, isn't it?
I tell you what, the fact that I got that word out today before 9 o'clock is great. You know, the thing about it is people sometimes focus on the negative, not realizing how many positive things are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, there was a study that's done by Milken every year, and they looked at all of the small cities of Redding size in California, and there's 153 of them. And, you know, Redding hit number 5 as the best performing small city last year.
Okay. Now,
absolutely amazing.
So we need
now, where did you hear that?
That should be a billboard.
Yeah. Well, it should be, and that should be on everything. You know, we focus on Stillwater. Mm-hmm. Which I think is they're using for grazing cattle right now. But it can, you know, at some point, I'm sure, well, we don't know that for sure.
So this is a Milliken study?
It is. It is. And they look at manufacturing and jobs added. And so we came out very well. I mean, we're talking about other cities that are that have far more resources, that are suburbs of Los Angeles and suburbs of San Francisco. And we still came out very well.
Yeah, we're suburbs of a lake. and our outlying denizens are bears. So, you know, the fact that we've done well, and we had something, you had Game Changers and the other a few weeks ago, but one of the things I made you promise was you need to come on here and bring these Game Changers on to let people listen to people that have been a success in our community. And Faye Hall, good morning, Faye.
Good morning.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I am.
And so what is Build It?
Build It is that we will build a future for children that will sustain in the future. So we do that through technology training. We do summer camps after schools, teach kids Lego robotics, computer programming, make stop motion animation films. That things are super fun for them, and they're actually learning the latest technology that carry them through the future.
Now, we were doing, you were offering this, Faye, Faye and Hope, during the summer through the city, right? Is this correct? Or mm-hmm. did I get this right?
Yes, through the Reading Parks and Recreation is where it was really piloted, and there was an overwhelming response, waiting lists.
I was going to say there was a problem with this. It was too successful, right? I mean, this was. So what you're doing, if I understand this, Faye, is you're training. What was the age of the children that were in this?
Mainly 8 to 13.
8 to 13.
And we just opened up to younger ones, 6 to 8.
And you're training them on robotics, stop action film, like you said, and computers.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
This is something that it's giving them a head start in this in our future here. If you look at all these jobs, they can say jobs that you can get that pay great, that you don't really need a college degree on in some cases, but this starts them on something that's going to be their future.
Mm-hmm. And it's something they're already naturally inclined towards. I mean, my 3-year-old can get on and go through apps on my phone like no one else can, you know, and she's 3. It's becoming very intuitive to them. So this just takes something that they already know, they're already interested in, and begins to actually then build up those skills so that they are ready once they get a little bit older and start preparing for the job force.
What's an app? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to talk about how this is going to impact not just in our community. And because Faye moved here, you moved here from the Bay Area, I believe.
That's right.
I want to find out why that happened. And we'll talk about this and, you know, how you developed it. And what you see is how this is going to spread throughout our community, but also the state, nation, and the world. We'll be right back.
It's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agro maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your dial. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. We love it. We love our loyal listeners and our chat packers. You guys are great. You know what? We are going to do a chat pack breakfast. We promised we're going to do that before.
We've done it for a while.
The end of the year. And we are also going to be celebrating our 5th anniversary, December 14th, of being on the air. Can you believe it? Bob Belongi has been with us since day one. And we also have wonderful sponsors who make this show possible, because, you know, we do have to pay for tower rent and rent electricity, just like everybody who has a business. So this portion of the show is brought to you by one of those sponsors.
Yeah, Reading Crown Motors, our friends down there. They're your neighbors making great deals for you on cars, trucks, and SUVs, whether new or previously owned. They're your local Dodge Ram and Ford dealership, also Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln, all down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. They're going to give you a great deal on cars and trucks and SUVs. Not only that, their service department is absolutely second to none. Reading Crown Motors, I've got a Ford F-150, and I love that truck.
Yeah, it can take you off-road.
It can take me anywhere I need to go to, that's right.
While you're up here in the North State.
Reading Crown Motors.
And see all the beautiful country we have. Speaking of being in the North State and why we're here and what's happening with our economy and so many things related to that, we have some special guests that are experts with us, Hope Seth and Faye Hall. Faye Hall recently did a program in one of the series that they had called Build It. And we were asking Faye, you moved here from the Bay Area, and we'd love to hear people's stories like, why?
I know that does.
Why?
I came here from the Bay Area, and I think about it. Yeah, that's a great question.
Right. It's actually not even Bay Area. I moved here from Santa Cruz, and we lived 1 mile from the beach, and we see our house from our house to the beach. So when I say moving to Reading, people, why Reading? I always say, why not?
Why not?
Well, that's a good question, but there must have been something that tugged you up here.
Did you have an opportunity, or did you feel like there was a place to create an opportunity?
My kids had been coming to Bethel Summer Camp since they were young, and they go to this place. They loved it. It's little towards Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
So every summer we come out here, and they go to camp. I stay in the motel for a week. I just hang out and go to the lake. And I was like, this is pretty interesting place. And we started looking at real estate. We found this little town, Palo Cedro, and which my husband loves, like, to stay. And I have a fantasy being a farmer.
I love
because
it.
I grew up in Shanghai, China, which is mega city. So this fantasy of mine being a farmer. And him just fantasizing having this big shop.
Well, dream it and live it. There you go. It's a dream that you're living.
Right. And then we started looking at investment. That was 2008. And then market came down. It just seems like a good opportunity. And we have the community of Bethel. So yeah, we just made a move.
Fantastic. And, you are not alone. It's just interesting. You've got a different backstory. So many people have come here because of there is this movement based out of Reading that hits the world, and it's Bethel. And so we see this commonality with some of the people that a lot of the businesses and people that move here that, you know, why. So thank you for sharing your story. And I think it's great.
In fact, if I had thought about this for a second, I would have, you know, but we meet so many people coming through here that they and they're here because they were born here, and they may have moved away 10, 15 years ago, but they came back. A lot of our young entrepreneurs, and hope you know this, and they've come back here, or they've, you know, they grew up here, went off, got their education, and missed it. They didn't want to raise their families anywhere else but right here in the North State. And they, you know, schools, the, you know, just the general atmosphere of being up here.
My children plugged in right away, even though they were born and raised in Santa Cruz. And they were embraced by this wonderful school, Reading School of the Arts, because my kids actually know a little bit Chinese, and they have a Chinese immersion program. I was like, in Reading? Like, my friends were
Mandarin, that's right.
Yeah, and not only that, but there's, you know, they teach Latin at the at UPREP.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they have Latin classes. They teach people Latin. I mean, where's, except for, maybe Catholic schools or a monastery, who teaches Latin anymore? And and then with the School of the Arts, we heard about that. We heard about the immersion program in Chinese.
We liked the Reading School of the Arts. We've been there to do some programs, as well as we have friends that kids are there, and they're thriving in this form, in this school. So, congratulations on that. And so, again, we come into the economic development and hope and Faye and the fact that, you know, you have built this while you're here. It's called Build It.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that now you're doing you're going to be doing a program similar to this for adults?
Right. It's called Code It. So we have Build It and Code It.
Okay. Now, Build It's for the younger ones from 6 to 13.
Yes.
And that teaches them how to use their computers, how to do robot
and programming.
I mean, just everything so they're familiar and they're happy. And we talked about during the break how kids will come up to the big screen at the stores and start doing the swiping thing because they're used to it on their iPads and this, but it doesn't work like that all the time. And we've got to, I want to take a quick break. In fact, before we get into the code, because this is something that can be used right here, that can be learned right here in our city with people who can then stay in their homes and actually get a very well-paying job by working remotely from here, working in coding.
That's right.
All right, we're going to be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're with Hope Seth and Faye Hall from Hope, of course, is from the Economic Development Corporation. And Faye Hall is our inventor of Build It and Code It. We'll be right back.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care.
Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience in a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR. 1460 Carl in the Bot. Wednesday, October the 23rd. 47 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black do a lot for our community, do a lot of volunteer work in this. They care about our community, as do our guests today. Hope Seth, who is the Director of Entrepreneurial Development at the Economic Development Corporation. Last time she was on, I was butchering all of that. But now, see, it's just...
Third time's the charm.
Wow, has it been three? Okay. I was going to say, see, second time I got it. And, of course, we have Faye Hall, who is the founder of Build It, and which we talked about for children and computers and technology. And now she's starting the second part of this called Code It. And this is for adults.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about Code It, Faye.
Well, Code It is built... just as an extension, Build It. And it just excites me being in this community that is so welcoming and so have this community ownership. I just felt like I want to give back some more. Okay. And why can't this be a starting of a technology hub? Because we got the right people here.
Well, we do have, the people here. We even have people that let their phones ring during the show. Okay, now, so when we say Code It, is this, these are jobs that, I mean, companies all over the world are looking for people that can, this is...
To code.
To code, write code for computer programs.
And iPhones, iPads.
Okay, is this a difficult thing to learn?
Well, my inspiration is Steve Jobs. If he can build an app that even a three-year-old can intuitively, without much adult teaching, can do it... Why can't we teach people code and with a, some sort of intuitive way of teaching people?
Okay.
So I'm pretty confident we can do that.
All right. So would you say, what kind of background does a person have to be able to do this?
Well, what you need is some logical mindset, mm-hmm. just that critical thinking, that logical mind behind it. Because even myself is kind of a success story in that way. I was a medical student. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But within 2 years, I picked up computer programming. I got a full-time job as a programmer. So if someone has some sort of basic critical thinking, logical mind, you can do it.
Okay. Now, a job like this is, how long does it take you to learn to be a coder, would you say?
Well, with dedication, I would say you need about 6 months at least.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're talking about if a person is logical thinking and can be taught
mm-hmm.
and can follow, I guess there's certain, I mean, there's got to be, A to B, B to C and those kind of things. There's leaps of A to Z in this.
Right. I want to break the myth of this coding.
Okay.
Because actually coding is becomes easier and easier. Like once upon a time, you have to code assembly language, Fortran, like very machine oriented.
Yeah, Bob just fainted over here when you said, what was it called?
Assembly language.
Yeah. Okay. I have no
idea what that is. Totally like alien, like machine. You can't even read it.
Okay.
But now it becomes even more high level and very readable, human intuitive.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of frameworks built that you can just kind of learn on top of it. You don't have to start everything from the bottom. So it's an environment. It's much easier to learn and lots of software to build on the computer that give you that environment to learn. So okay. It's the best time to learn coding.
Okay. And so then so what you're saying is it's not as hard as it used to be. You've got software that's going to help you with it.
Right.
Because, you know, people now say, oh, gosh, you know, we got to build code for that. You know, and the way they look at you, it's like, oh. And so when they say that to me, I go, oh, code. But you're telling me that don't be that scared. We
right.
can do this.
Right.
Okay.
Is it easier than learning a foreign language?
It's really similar to learning a foreign language. I would say it's even easier. Once you have that logical mind, you don't really have to remember a whole lot. Because computer actually very, just if you do it right, mm-hmm. it's, you always expect the same answer.
Okay, so when we say a logical mind, now your idea of a logical mind may be a lot different than my idea of a logical mind, right?
Possible.
I mean, yes. You were a medical student in where?
In China.
In Shanghai, right?
Beijing.
Beijing, okay. Mm-hmm. I imagine your idea of what a logical mind is probably a little bit different than mine and, you know, the way we were raised and our life experiences mm-hmm. and all that. Are we being taught logical thinking in our schools?
I think we are, but maybe made it too complicated.
But, oh, how?
I really felt we should really learn from Steve Jobs. Of course, sounds like he's my hero, but...
That's
if
okay.
we can make things.
If you're going to have a hero, it might be someone that's changed the world, you know, in a positive sense in many ways. Some people may say it's not so positive, but.
Okay. So one of my, what I learned in my high school, I remember to this day, is when my physical teacher told me, truth is always simple. If it's getting too complicated, we may not be doing it right. So.
Wait a minute. That, you know what? That, and this school was where? In,
that was in Beijing.
In Beijing. Okay. So the truth is simple. I think that's a worldwide, I think teachers are probably teaching that whether you're in Beijing or you're in, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is that truth is simple. But that helps then with the logical process of things, right?
Right.
When you're trying to make it too complicated, life becomes complicated.
Right, and then you have to go back to drawing board and say, where did I go wrong? It has to be simple. If we're teaching people and people cannot understand what you're doing, like you're speaking alien language, you need to ask yourself, what have I not doing right to relay that information?
Uh-huh.
Because truth is always simple.
Okay, I like that. And if truth is simple, then logic follows truth. Then you should be able to do this.
Yes. I want to encourage people to break in this high-tech myth.
Okay.
If I can do it, somebody else can do it too.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here. My guest is Fay Hall, who is the inventor of Build It, which is a program to help children 6 to 13 get into the computers and the apps and learn how to do this, learn how to do robotics in this. So it gives them a step up. And then has just started a business called Code It, which is to teach coding, computer coding to people that will allow them to get a good paying job, an excellent paying job, be able to work at home while they're doing it. And there's companies from all over the world are looking. Are they begging for coders now? Or are they?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's what I like to hear. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, football fans. Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Wednesday, October the 23rd, 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a good day today. It's going to be going up to about 84 today, and it's going to be, this whole weekend is going to be super. Then on, like I said, Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. Saturday night, low around 50. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 81. Next week it starts, cooling off a little bit, 73 on Monday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there, locally owned, family operated, discounts for, seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest today, Hope Seth, who is the Director of Entrepreneurial Development of the Economic Development Corporation, and Faye Hall, who is the founder of a company called Build It, which is for children 6 to 13 that teaches them how to use computers, how to get into the technology world to get them ready as they move through life. But Hope, one of the things you were talking about, one of the speakers at the Game Changers had something like this, and it and what it did to bring in companies and people buying into the community.
Absolutely. So our keynote speaker was Peter Barth. And Peter Barth was a Vanderbilt University graduate who went to the stock market and was working on Wall Street and decided that really wasn't for him. And he had a technology background, and he ended up moving to Greenville, where he began to get involved with startup development, technology companies. And he has 5 kids, and he thought, you know, his kids were real interested also in this technology, and so they put together this program very similar to Build It, but it was teaching kids Scratch programming, things that are very simple based on very simple platforms that kids can learn from. And, you know, it was a real interesting result. He, BMW's headquarters are there and in Charlotte, and so he when they were doing all of the startup development, these large corporations that were kind of in the area really weren't jumping on board. They really weren't getting involved. But the minute that they started doing these kids' programs, all of the executives' kids wanted to go to these computer programming and technology programs. And all of a sudden, their hearts started to get pulled in. And to the point that now they started an adult coding program. And because he had employers coming to him saying, I need coders. Will you train them? And we will give them a $60,000 a year job if you'll get them trained. And most recently, BMW just came to him and said, we're going to be hiring 150 technology sort of engineers. We'll tell you what we need. Will you train them? So this is something that's going on actually all over, but it's allowing rural areas like ours. You know, Charlotte's not, you know, that dissimilar, you know, and it's allowing rural areas like ours that were once service-oriented towns to get in the game.
And it's a green type of economy too, so that you're not talking about building factories, but you're talking about putting a lot of people to work.
Yeah.
And you can train people to do this, you know, if they're logical thinkers, like you said. We just got something on our chat room from his call sign here is Shasta Skeptic. As an ancient, assembler, Fortran's Pascal, COBOL, Algol programmer and fly fisher.
Wow.
Yeah, I love your guest and program this morning. Well, Shasta Skeptic, so am I. I like to fly fish too.
Wow.
And I'm entranced by this idea of having, you know, starting businesses here, starting from a child level, you know, starting when they're six, and by the time that they graduate from high school, they're ready to pick up a job that pays them, more than a living wage and allows them to stay in the community, and it brings more people to our community.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, what you just said, Hope, is I can see as part of the future. Part of this, I guess, you know, when you come in, you know, I remember having a big thing for us in the Marine Corps at one point was having a typewriter that actually went back and whited out something if you made a mistake. And then when we got to the computers, it was like there was not a lot of computers. And how much it's changed. Technology has changed. Even to the point where we were we were giving computers to our younger Marines as part of war fighting in the future. And everybody said, oh, these young Marines are going to know all about computers. I mean, they're into these computer games. Well, that's not true. I mean, they're thumb guys that play the games. But learning about computers was something we had to train them, because when they said, okay, you need to right click on this, and their hands went up, didn't know what right click was. I think we won't have that problem with this generation. And this was in 97, so 98. So it was over 10 years ago, but the generation we have now, we're focusing with programs like yours, Faye.
Right. We want to elevate them. We don't just tell them, don't do this, don't do game. Recently, I taught the kids how to program an Angry Bird game. They all play Angry Bird. So, okay, great. Let's learn how to program it. And they did so fantastic, just like the one they bought. And that's kind of empowering to them.
One of the questions was cost of the classes this summer. Is there a cost for having for the Build It program for children if they want to sign up for that?
Right now we have classes ready for registration for November. We had a really successful this October. The classes runs $80 per class.
Okay, and how long does the class last?
It lasted 2 hours per session and 4 sessions for months. So
4 sessions for
So altogether it's like 8 hours for
$80. Okay. And this teaches this gives them that's a real good step up.
It's like $10 an hour.
Yes, it's very low rate compared to camps like ID camp in the Bay Area, because we really want to build this community. We are for profit, but we are also here for the community.
There's nothing wrong with being for profit and being here for the community.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong
both.
With that. We can all do that. It builds our community and it builds them stronger, because we pay taxes. you pay taxes, and the fact is that it makes our community stronger. We got to take a quick break here. I hope Seth from our Economic Development Corporation in Fay Hall, a recent transplant who loves it here in the North State and has started Build It for our children and is starting Code It for older children.
We'll and when right we back. Come back, we have a special announcement. We'll be right back.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, our last segment here. Good morning. It's about 5 till 9 here on the 23rd of October. 48 degrees out there. Going to go up to 82 degrees. We're having a great time.
Well, we have a special announcement to make. We have two beautiful gals that just came in the door. Susan Eastman, of course, she's our Wells Fargo Market Minute advisor who, is one of, so bright and so wonderful in our community. We always love hearing from her in the morning. And a brand new addition, Carolyn Cooks, who will be also calling in on the morning, 710, 810, and 9:05, and both of them are having a birthday today on the same day. So happy birthday to Carolyn and Susan!
Happy birthday
from KCNR!
Happy birthday! You know what? Now you know what? I am great. There's five beautiful women in our studios today, and Bad Bob, we're lucky men today. You know, not only it's not the fact that they're all just really nice people too; is they're smart. They're absolutely smart. Okay, let's get back to we got a bunch of questions in here about your coding class, Coded. All right. One, you're going to have an informational luncheon, right?
Yes. That will be next Thursday, October 31st, from 11:30 to 1:30 at Coded, which is at 925 Merchant Street.
Okay. And that's Merchant Street, which is
In Reading.
In Reading, right here. Okay, so that's going to be 11:30 next Thursday on Halloween, and it's going to be a two-hour luncheon to talk about the code class, and it's going to answer questions like the cost, textbooks, and all those kind of things that will be provided. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to have different workshops, too.
That's right. We'll have a month-long boot camps and a week-long boot camps and then three-day workshops.
Okay. Now, for the coded class is about what? Is that the month-long class?
Right. The boot camp, if you want to truly be transformed into, let's say, iPhone developer. So you take on this month-long journey with us, and we'll be side-by-side and make sure you will be successful. And we're not just here to sell you a technology training class. We are here to help you transform into your destiny.
Well, you know, so how big are your classes?
Our class is going to be small to begin with. We want to get a group of people, 5 or 10 people, that really want this thing happen in their life. And because you do need some commitment, you know, 1 month away from job or from family, you have to put in your tuition.
Oh, you mean you have to go someplace for this class?
Yeah, you'll come to, like, the boot camp will be go from 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Okay, so you're coming, it's here in Reading, and you just go to the class right here, but it is a commitment, 7 to 3 every day.
Yeah, for 5 days a week.
For 5 days a week?
For 4 weeks. So.
Yeah, okay. And at the end of that, you're going to be able to code.
Yes.
Or you should be able to code. Right. Now, do you get, like, touch-up programs for those who, you know, might need it? You know, if they're having a problem, can they come back to the to you all and say, hey, I don't think I got this one part?
Mm-hmm. So, and I also believe in the working experience. So we're building an internship afterwards.
Oh.
That they will work with me on the project, R&D projects who I'm currently working on.
Uh-huh.
And to get real-world experience. And that will be a good time to refresh on what they have learned.
Okay, so after they go through the class, then at the end of it, there's an internship right there. Where they help on a job that's already existing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of sit there and watch them, make sure they've got the idea.
Right.
Yeah. Faye, tell everyone what your website is if they wanted to see some more information on it.
Right. The website is codeitreading.com.
Codeitreading.com. Okay. Codeit. Reading.com. All right.
Right. And buildit.reading.com.
All right. And those classes are going on all the time already for the kids. And, it's, 8 hours of class for $80. And I, you know, really what you're doing is you're kind of planting the seeds there as they go through it. And
yes,
they take the rest of the
classes.
You got
it.
Well, that's not a bad idea. It's good. We really appreciate you being on. Yeah, we have to run here. Tomorrow it's a remote. I'll be down at the, stand down, the North Valley stand down with Ted Leidy, and I will be down there in Anderson, Facero Hall for that. I want to thank, Hope Seth for coming in, from Economic Development Corporation, and Faye Hall.
Thank
build
you,
it and code it. Thank
very
you so
informative.
Much.
Thanks. Appreciate your positive energy.
It is. It's great. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An Ohio man who confessed in an online video to causing a fatal wrong-way crash after a night of heavy drinking has been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. That's less than the 8.5 years that Matthew Cordell could have received. The victim's daughter says even that was far too little.
My father got a death sentence and did nothing wrong. 8.5 years is nothing. Less than that would be unjust. After 8.5 years, Matthew Cordell will still have his whole life ahead of him. My dad is never coming back.
The victim's daughter, Angela Canzani, in court this morning appealing for the maximum, which Cordell did not get. A 13-year-old boy was carrying a replica assault weapon. He was shot and killed by deputies in Northern California. Also, at SRNNews.com, as the Obama administration provides House Democrats with a private closed-door